hold awesome events. Starting next week, March 7th to the 11th, vote yes in the AMS referendum and help us enhance student life. Visit www.ams.ubc.ca for more details.
Yeah. We are here today at the 7,000 annual Rural Arm Championship. Today we look behind the Iron Curtains here at Railway Station 2829 in the Nebulon sector.
This will truly be a momentous series of rotation in history, as former 899-time World Robo Arm Wrestling Champion Hydrolock 7A returns from exile, a disgraced exile, from his embarrassing debacle during 47-29 World Robo Arm Wrestling Championship, where he was discovered arm wrestling with an illegal lubrication injected into his mega wrist.
Looking back, Hydrolock 7A, do you have any regrets on your heinous atrocity against Robo Arm Wrestling?
I think you're referring to my Robo-Roid scandal of 800 years ago. Is that what you're referring to?
I know it's a bit of a touchy subject. What do you have to say to your fans who feel that Robo-Arm Wrestling has been devalued to the point of Pro Wrestling or Robo-NASCAR?
All of Hydrolock 7A's fans are bleeding pigs. All they need know is within the text of the tell-all book I wrote about the Robo-Roid scandal.
And what was your reaction to Optimus Prime saying that you pretty much threw him under the bus in your tell-all book?
Don't you mean Space Bus?
I'm standing here with defending World Robo-Arm Champion, Optimus Prime. Now, Optimus, how do you feel about who you're going to be facing tonight?
Hydrolock 7A is an outdated model and is a square at all 90-degree angles. I will save my best trash talking for him later in the ring, but for now, I will only say 10101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101010101
feels he's got a good chance, but so does Hydrolock 7A. Now we're going to hear from Polybot 2784326541XB92,
who will be taking the winner home to add to her collection of Robo Brother Husbands.
Or, as she's called for short, just Polybot 2032.
Well, considering Hydrolock 7A was caught lubricating his right wrist, he sounds like he spends a lot of time alone and would appreciate my company more so than Optimus Prime.
Champion of the Nebulon Sector. Only time will tell.
Oh my goodness, what a shocking turn of gravitational events. This robot arm wrestling contest has ended before it even began. The primary culprit? Dirty Coolant. Never in my 25 galactic cycles have I witnessed such a morose display. Who was this year's winner? Well, I guess the correct answer is no one. Join us next Solar Cycle for another adventure in Robo Arm Wrestling. This is Combot 321. Signing off.
Power down.
Summer sounds.
tonight. I wanna punch you in the eyes.
Sun is setting on another mighty fine day here in Vancouver. However, the sun never sets on the CITR Empire. Manning the gates is I, Lord Jonathan Brown, the manner of the program that is Shameless on 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. With me is the lady of the house, Natalie O'Fancy Shoes. How's it going over there?
You didn't turn my mic on.
Sure.
Oh, there we go. Hi.
Whoops.
I'm here. Did I yell too loudly?
Hardly. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yep. Throat's a bit raw from yelling across the studio. I'm sure I'll survive for the rest of the show.
All the way over there?
No, all the way over here.
Other names I had for you were Natalie O. Dimples and Natalie O. Quinoa.
Because I had quinoa for dinner?
I thought of that before you had quinoa for dinner.
Do I eat that much quinoa? I had no idea.
I don't know. Do you?
Maybe I should tone it down.
Are you excited for an exciting edition of Shameless?
It's too exciting.
I was thinking we'd have it be a little bit like a Harper's Cabinet Shuffle post-show, mixed with a little bit of America's Next Top Model finale pre-show. And most importantly, we'll be in conversation with New York electronic rock duo and sometimes trio, Fantogram.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, thanks.
I'm excited. I am excited.
Are you excited?
This is exciting.
They're doing a show at the venue this Friday.
Nice.
It'll
Are you going?
Be exciting. Might.
You better go.
You coming?
You interviewed them. You have to go.
I think so. Would you say that maybe Fantogram's become a bit of an obsession of mine lately?
You've talked about them a lot.
I think so.
I think, yeah. I think obsessed might be the right word.
Good point. They became to my attention thanks to the very astute money, Matt Pollock, who was in the radio play we started the show off with. Titled Robe Over the Top. It was a school project that we did with two other people. Each of us had an idea of what we wanted to bring to the play itself. I was all for Space Station. Matt Pollock wanted arm wrestling. One other guy wanted robots, someone else wanted polygamy. Henceforth, this piece of work was created. And boy, was it great.
Grand, even. I liked it a lot.
We followed it up with Summer Sounds by Toronto's Maylie Todd. Seemed appropriate on a day like this.
Beautiful day like this.
We should go enjoy what's left of it after the show.
Absolutely.
I hear there's a game on or something.
What?
That's just a rumor.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know.
What sport?
I don't know.
Summer sports? Discus. Long jump?
Tiddlywinks?
Yeah.
Scrabble champions?
Oh, Scrabble.
And now moving on to Chilly Gonzalez's latest single, You Can Dance, from his latest album, Ivory Tower. He's been around in the Canadian indie or music scene since the early 90s, opening for the Bare Naked Ladies and the like, and then he seemingly almost exiled himself over to Europe, where he produced albums for the likes of Peaches and Feist throughout their careers. Was nominated for a Grammy, won a Juno, went to New York, he beat Andrew WK in a piano off in a bar. 1 year later, he performs the Junos with Drake, and then this album comes out. That is how I sum up Chilly Gonzalez's career on Shameless, 119 FM, CITR.
Thank you. North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive, takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If you're looking for something to do tonight that doesn't involve watching a hockey game, or hey, this should be done or starting by the time the game's done, then I highly recommend that band, Chains of Love, who are playing at the Biltmore over on 395 Kingsway as part of the Rock and Roll Pizza Party, once again, at the Biltmore with the likes of Slow Learners and the Radii. Price of admission gets you a pizza. That track was You Got It. Before that, Sun Wizard, also from here in Vancouver, number one in the CITR charts. Number one! From their album, Positively Fourth Avenue, the track was Too Much on Your Mind. Here on the show that is Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. Yep.
Yep.
Coming up now, going to continue this little garagey theme with the band I've always enjoyed, and they put out an album, so I'm thinking, hey, let's give her a spin. This is Time's New Viking from their latest Dancer Acquired. No, Required. I can read. The track, this I know for sure, is called Downtown Eastern Block. On what station?
CITR.
You got it.
Aww.
We'll be right back.
Must be something in the water over in Lethbridge, Alberta. At least I based that on the last two tracks and the last two bands we heard. From Lethbridge, that was Mylan Sheets, with the track Mutations off their self-titled debut. Mylan Sheets, actually, look that up. What was that? It is the coating of the brain breaking down results in multiple sclerosis. However, to me, it looks like a bunch of hot dogs in a tube. And then Fist City before that, from their latest album, 2010. The track, Crime Spree. I like it. I like where it's all going. How are you feeling about that, Natalie?
Are you going to go on one?
Maybe later. Maybe after the show.
Crime spree around UBC? Well, I shouldn't have said that on air.
What are you
Cops
doing
are coming
me?
Already. It's Jonathan Brown. Get him.
My name is Natalie Olson.
They'll never believe you.
No, they won't. Can I borrow your shirt quick?
I'm not falling for that again.
Oh. Shall I move on to some tracks?
Let's do it.
As promised, the ever great, ever popular Fantagram. Here is Mouthful of Diamonds on Shameless 119 FM CITR.
Yeah.
listening to Shameless on 101.9 FM CITR. That was Mouthful of Diamonds, the first track off of Eyelid Movies, the smashing debut album from American electronic rock group Fantagram. Hailing from Saratoga Springs, New York, the group consists of Josh Carter on guitar and Sarah Barthel on keyboards and vocals. They'll be in town this Friday at the venue, and it is my pleasure to have Sarah on the line with me right now.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. We're in Calgary, about to drive to the venue and start loading in and sound check and stuff like that.
Cool, cool. So how's the Canadian tour going? Have you gone to a lot of new venues you haven't been to before?
Yeah, this is our second show, but this is kind of our first West Coast Canadian tour that we've been on. So we just signed to this label called Indica Records, so they're hooking us up with playing around some cities that we would never normally hit, so we're excited about that.
Cool, the people are nice, I take it?
Yeah, everyone is so nice. It's really true. Canadians are really nice.
We try, eh?
Yeah, you don't have to. It just comes naturally.
So if we were to go back to the days before the days of Fantagram, what was your first impression of Josh Carter?
He was, in high school, he was the cool kid he wasn't the cool kid, actually. He was the cool kid that nobody knew was the cool kid. And he was really funny. He was like the comedian in the group of friends that we all hung out with. And I highly admired him.
So he was the Zach Morris of your school?
He was more like the A.C. Slater.
Oh, nice. The badass.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got dimples too, so.
Oh.
Yep.
So since you met before wanting to start a band together, how did you know that you two would be the right fit for each other, aside from the dimples?
We've been good friends all through high school, and we were both just very fond of each other, really good friends, and once we started playing music together, we communicated well, and we didn't have to, you know, walk on eggshells because we didn't really know each other. It wasn't like that since we grew up together. We were perfectly fine with telling our true feelings to one another if we needed to. So we worked really well together in that way.
Cool. And when you started making music, where did you see yourselves ending up?
At first, we just wanted to make music because we love making music, and we wanted to write songs that we, you know, what we wanted to hear. I guess our first kind of goals, I guess, were to just kind of record, get some stuff up on MySpace, and get it out to the local area to be able to play shows, and just wanted to get our music out to people. That was our first goal, and you know, after that, when we accomplished those goals, we kept kind of raising the bar a little bit and had goals to, you know, get on the local newspaper and you know, do a shitload of interviews, and I guess it just started that way.
And I've always been wondering, in going from the name Charlie Everywhere to Fantagram, how did you decide on the name?
We had a bunch of ideas that we were toying around with for about a month. It was a long, long process because we would think of a cool name that we liked, and then, you know, the first thing you'd do is look it up on MySpace and see if there's another band already, and you know, 90% of the time, 99% of the time, the band's names were taken. So Josh thought he made up Fantagram because he was kind of thinking of the idea of like a message from another world. And we looked it up, and it doesn't mean that at all, but the actual definition kind of works with our sound, because it's kind of like a two-dimensional image that once you put the glasses on, the 3D glasses, it pops up. So it kind of works with our sound, since it's the two of us, and we try to make sound that doesn't sound like it's just two people.
I've definitely noticed that, because when I listen to your music, I detect a strong hip-hop vibe from what I'm hearing. And so I've come to read that it's obviously a big influence on you.
Yeah.
Do you try to bring that out more in your music as often as possible?
Yeah, there's definitely... Josh makes all the beats, but there's definitely... It's more in the foreground. We're definitely beat-driven. But at least for Eyelid movies, it's been like that. I mean, it's always, the beats are always going to be extremely important to us. They might change a little bit for the next record, or you know, the record after that. But they're always important to us.
And how does having a drummer in the mix affect the hip hop element of your music?
It works really well. It brings a completely different aesthetic that we didn't realize when we first recorded the record, because we didn't want to have a drummer. We didn't want to have that type of vibe. We wanted it to be, you know, cut up beats, beat machines with just the two of us. But now it's dynamically, it makes a world of difference. And we still have the beats that we've used in the past. We just have added more beats to it, more drums.
We'll have more coming up after this. It's Fantagram with When I'm Small.
Button up.
Pentagram with When I'm Small on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR. Right, now when I watch the two of you, like in videos, I really like the video for When I'm Small. It's really cool. What went into making that?
We hooked up with this director named Isaac Ravishenko. I think that's the way you pronounce it. Could be wrong. He's based in Brooklyn, and he submitted an idea, and we liked it, and kind of collaborated with him as to what we wanted to look like, and went down to New York for a day, and we taped it all, and then he went in, edited for about a month afterwards, and yeah.
Cool. It was also featured on a U.S. Episode of Skins. How does it feel to hear your music on a television show, especially one that's known for having a good soundtrack?
Really weird. It's strange. It's like, it's surreal, you know? It doesn't even hit you until maybe like 5 seconds in, you realize, wait a minute, that's my music that's on television. This is really fucking strange. But it's awesome. I mean, MTV, it's great that they like their stuff and they're spreading the word about us. And I think it sounds pretty cool in that part and in the show. That song has hit like a couple other strange shows where I haven't seen the episodes, but like there's this reality television show called Mob. Wife.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I think it's in there too, which is kind of funny because it's, I don't know, reality television is strange to me, but so cool, yes.
Yeah. Music means a lot to reality TV, I've noticed.
What's that?
Music really means a lot to reality TV, it seems.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. Yeah.
And of course, you've also done the late night TV circuit on Fallon and Kimmel. What's that like?
That was pretty surreal as well. Kind of felt like it was all a dream.
How do you keep sane on the road? How do you keep from getting too bored?
Well, it's different every time. I guess when Josh and I first started out, it was just the two of us, so we had a lot of work to do. Like there wasn't really any time to not be bored. So that wasn't ever a problem. Because, you know, we'd either be driving or sleeping or loading in or, you know, doing something for, you know, setting up the merch. Now we've got kind of a crew with us, so it's a little bit easier, a lot more, less stressful. I don't know. We work on music sometimes. We talk a lot, kind of goof off. We stop at cities and, you know, see the downtown areas and stuff. So it's different every day, I guess.
Would you say the crew is probably the biggest change you've experienced since getting a big surge in popularity?
Yeah, I think so. It's different than, you know, we spent a lot of time opening up for bands and stuff when we first started. So, you know, it was just the two of us. But now with the crew, we're playing bigger shows, we kind of have a little bit bigger production, more merch, you know. Everything is just a little bit bigger.
Cool. And you've also done a lot of covers and expressed an interest in doing an all-covers album at some point. Is that still on the table?
Yeah. At some point, we definitely want to. We're kind of focusing on our own material for, you know, the next record and stuff, but we definitely want to do that at some point. It'd be fun.
Nice. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Hey, my pleasure. Hope the tour goes great, and have a great show in Vancouver in a couple days.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
That was Sarah Barthel, keyboardist and singer of Fantagram. They'll be at The Venue over on Granville and Smythe this Friday. Vancouver, this is what you're in store for off their debut Eyelid Movies. This is Fantagram with Bloody Palms on 101.9 FM, CITR, Shameless.
She's sad, and I'm sad.
And that was Kelarissa here on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Kelarissa is someone whose career I've watched over the years, ever since she went solo. I play her stuff, and I was like, man, this stuff is different. I like it. It's good. And that is off Moons of Neptune, her latest album. Old Money was the song. Before that, we had Austra from her latest Feel the Break, the debut LP from Canadian musician Katie Stellman's goth pop project, who was also on Q this morning, with Giangameshi. The album only came out yesterday, but it's gotten some good buzz over the past few weeks. And this is Shameless. I'm Jonathan Brown here with my ever-studious co-host, Natalie.
Hi.
And you just got your class photo back, didn't you, today?
I did.
Did you flare your nostrils in it again?
Aw.
No.
Grade 3 all over again. My mom made me wear this stupid dress that I hated, and the only thing I could do to get back at her was to flare my nostrils for my class photo. They were huge.
Nicely done. Nice. And you know, we're both students.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently taking night classes in dream psychology, to be specific.
Hmm.
And if you're having a dream that's got you quite befuddled, you should give us a call up here at the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And I will decipher your dream with 90 or 87% accuracy.
Or less.
Or probably less, yes. But Natalie, you have a dream you'd like for me to decipher for you, do you not?
I suppose so.
Let's hear it.
I've tried to forget about it all day.
Not possible.
I woke up this morning to find that my alarm was not set, but I still woke up on time. And the reason I woke up on time was because I had this dream that I was so embarrassed by that I had to wake up to get myself out of it. And you'll understand once I start telling you the story of what happened with the Miz and John Cena in my dream.
I love a good narrative.
So, as we all know, if you are into WWE Universe, which I am not sure that I am, but...
I think you are. You're dreaming about it.
I'm dreaming about it.
Other men, in fact.
Ooh.
Huh.
Hmm.
I'm not jealous.
So I've been watching WWE Monday Night Raw with this fellow across from me and his lovely roommates.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
That is you. And I guess it's kind of... It's gone into my head a bit, and if you know anything about it, you know that John Cena and The Miz have this kind of big rivalry, and I had this dream that The Miz was trying to get, was of course always trying to kick John Cena out of the WWE, and he came up with this giant scheme of getting John Cena to buy and endorse a restaurant, and then on the restaurant's opening day, the other owner, like the co-owner, there was two of them, who I guess was really on the Miz's team, but he befriended John Cena, and the media was there, and they're like, wow, this is so exciting, and then they're like, by the way, John Cena, you've endorsed this restaurant, that's a drug front, and the other guy who owns it pulls out this, like, inflatable beach ball that looks like a mushroom, and then they're all like, what, and then somehow they end up, he's out of the WWE and he's driving with his dad in Alberta because he's from Alberta in my dream. And the Miz comes up again with the police and they're like, John Cena, what do you have in your trunk? And he's like, nothing. He's like, you have drugs in there, don't you? And then he's like, no, I don't. And they open it up and he just has groceries. And the police get all mad at the Miz. And then John Cena's dad wants to go with the Miz because he thinks he's more awesome.
That dream does sound pretty awesome.
Sure I knew does. That. I knew that's the song you were getting queued up. I knew it.
What song? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Okay. I can't decipher that dream. I just can't. Clearly, you should be in the WWE writing team because you have original ideas.
Clearly, I should be in the WWE. You can see my throbbing neck veins. Or that flex of mine.
It's all that flex was your neck veins.
Ugh.
I've never seen that happen before.
Ew, I feel sick.
Nice. Well, on that note, I have some sad news. A band that's been very popular in the city, the Ludvico Treatment, is having their final show ever. Ever. And it's this Saturday at the Waldorf with the Sutures. So in honor of that, Levico treatment, you shall be missed. Here in your honor is 1622 on Shameless. 101.9 FM CITR. We'll be right back.
25 years and we're still pounding your ears. That's right, we have made headbanging history. Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM has hit a metal milestone as Canada's longest-running all-metal radio show, and they want you to raise your horns and help them celebrate. Power Chord, the Invisible Orange, Scrape Records, and 430 Productions present Power Chord's 25th anniversary show, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with the 2010 Power Chord Bands.
Orok!
Magnus Rising!
Scythia!
Scissor Tooth!
Titan's Eve!
And as part of their North American tour, headliners Woods of Ypres. If you love the metal, then you don't want to miss this. On Saturday, May 21st at the Rickshaw Theater, get your tickets at Scrape Records today. All ages, doors open at 6.
Yeah.
like a remix is what it is. Like a remix. Like a G6 even. Playing this Sunday at a very special festival called The Weird Festival, with a Y. That is Makeout Videotape. And they're playing with about 15 other bands, such as Romok, Manic Attacks, and many, many more. That is The Weird Festival over at the Waldorf. You can hear a lot more about that on many other stations, or shows in the station. Before that, here on Shameless, we had Guitar Wolf from their second album, Missile Me. Natalie, you're a big fan of Guitar Wolf, aren't you?
I like them a lot, I suppose. Yeah. Big fan might be the word. Yeah, let's say that. Don't ask me any questions about them.
Well, as
I hate trivia.
Well, this is no trivia. It's just as a, you know, a fan of all things Japanese. What does Guitar Wolf mean to you?
It means Shinkansen High Tension.
Interesting. Sekuhara, perhaps?
Perhaps, a little bit.
Good to know. Good to know. They're playing the Biltmore next Wednesday with Cheap Time. Yay. Guitar Wolf. And that was from their second album, Misami. Hurricane Rock was the name. So we're going to end the show now. It's done.
Oh, it's sad.
Is it?
I think so.
I had a good time with you.
Had a good time, too.
As always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good seeing you again.
You know.
Maybe I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Maybe.
So we're going to end the show off with some Joy Division. A classic track from Joy Division. It's 31 years ago today that Ian Curtis had died. Also 31 years ago tomorrow, they would have embarked on their first tour of the United States. But then house music was born. Had Ian Curtis been alive to see what's become of Joy Division, he may be spinning in his grave, to quote Black Dynamite. Thanks. But it's a band like Joy Division that made me want to be in radio in general, so I could play music like that and do what I'm going to do right now. And it's also of the Peel sessions of the legendary John Peel of the BBC. The guy was very close to my heart in the sense that he had a nice, calm, warm British voice. You know, the kind of guy I thought, hey, he talks like that, I could be like him someday. Plus, he had bands like Joy Division come by and record records for him. So, hey, if he wasn't calling that our Man United games, he had it pretty good.
You could be that guy.
I think so.
Yeah.
I could call Whitecaps games.
You should.
Maybe I should.
Do you know anything about... Wait, is it soccer?
It is. Oh, I know that much.
Oh. I stopped myself. I wasn't sure as soon as I started talking.
On that note, This track seems very appropriate. It is Transmission on Shameless. Big thanks to Fantagram for having the chat. You can see them at the venue this Friday. Stay tuned for Folk Oasis on Shameless. Good night, Natalie.
Good night, Jonathan. Good night, Vancouver.